based on our experience, we judge someone in a particular way, but they may be very advanced. How to avoid this judging? Generally, we observe certain things, and based on observation, we observe certain actions, and based on those actions, we ascribe certain motivations to people. And the motivation that we ascribe to them, that is based on our preconceptions of them. If we see somebody eating a lot, this person is a glutton. But say if we like that person, or for that water speak of ours, if somebody else overeats, it's a glutton. If I overeat, I was hungry. If we see somebody sleeping a lot, such a lazy person. If we ourselves sleep a lot, I was just tired. So what happens when we see an action and we ascribe a motivation? Generally, if we like someone, we are charitable in ascribing that motivation. And if we don't like that person, then we are uncharitable. We will actually ascribe a negative motivation to that person. So all that we have seen is the action. But what motivation we are ascribing, that is based on our inference. So if we just learn to separate the facts from the feelings. Okay. The fact is, okay, this person is overeating, this person is oversleeping. But the feeling is, you know, this person is useless. We have some negative feeling about them. That negative feeling may be true, it may not be true. So when we see somebody doing a particular action and we judge them. So now to some extent for functioning in this world, we do need to discern. Okay, now this person, I can count on this person. This person, I'm not sure whether I can count on them. So discerning is required for us. But discerning is done from a platform of caution. Whereas judging is done from a platform of superiority. I am so good, this person is so bad. Now suppose, say, we want some important message to be conveyed to someone. I will look at this person. If I tell them, will they be able to send it or will they forget it? So now this is, last time I gave it to them, they forgot. So I can't give it to them. This is discerning. But if I move from this and say, this person is so irresponsible. And then we make a label which we ascribe to that person. That is where we judge. So we can't deny the facts. We observe something which is questionable. And we can't even deny our feelings. You know, I feel annoyed with this person. They forgot it last time. But when we bring the facts and the feelings together and arrive at a label, that is where it becomes a problem. I can accept the fact, I can accept the feeling, but I keep this separate. So, you know, I can't trust this person now because they did like this. But if I say this person is untrustworthy, then what I am doing is, I am conflating, mixing together the fact and the feeling and arriving at a value judgment. So, that is where it becomes a problem. If we learn to avoid ascribing a motivation to people's actions, then we can be cautious and we can say, no, you know, last time I spoke a secret to this person just revealed it to everyone. So, I cannot tell them any secret. But that does not necessarily mean that person is a backbiter. If I label a person as something, that is where I am judging. But if I objectively observe, and then I also, that situation creates some feeling with me, I acknowledge that. But I don't mix the two and arrive at a judgment. Then we can avoid the judgmentality. And especially if we are interacting with someone regularly, and we have some negative perception about them, then it is good to try to associate with someone who has a positive perception about that person. And then we'll see, okay, you know, why does this person feel so good about this person? And then instead of again evaluating through our filters. You know, maybe these two people are just they are in some racket together. They are flattering each other, scratching each other's back. No, maybe this person is seeing some good which I don't see. So by hearing from someone who sees something positive in that person, we can also see that positive. So that way, by avoiding to combine facts and feelings, and by trying to hear from somebody who can give us an alternative perspective, we can avoid the judgmental mentality. Krishna says that apaishunam, a characteristic of the godly, of those of a godly nature, divine nature, is that they are averse to fault finding. So to the extent, we can also avoid delighting in finding faults with others and labeling others, to the extent our godly nature will also manifest. Thank you.